Hey, welcome to the new Blather podcast. This is episode 2, and it's day 1 of the new alarm clock week, which I decided on my last podcast, randomly. But it fits, because at least here, it is the first week of school. School has started up again, so I guess everybody needs their alarm clocks to wake up nice and early to go waste their day at school. But not me, because I don't have to go to school anymore. Ha ha ha. Which, by the way, I was in the library the other day, and some lady said, I can't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about something with computers. And she said, so you're probably going to be starting high school up tomorrow, soon here. And I said, no, I don't have to go to school anymore. I dropped out. No, I said, no, I graduated from college. And she said, oh, you look like you're still in high school. And I said, oh, thank you. But I guess I'm too young to, care about looking young. Anyway, what's on my post here? Oh yeah, so I had this weird dream the other night where I was in a used bookstore looking for some used books, and I couldn't find anything at all. I couldn't find anything I was interested in. No books at all that I was interested in. But my siblings were finding a bunch of books, and some of them were even finding books that I wanted for myself, but I had no idea where they found them. And they wouldn't tell me. So it was a nightmare. I couldn't find any books until I finally came across the score of Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. I was like, woohoo, finally, something. And so I opened it up. I was very happy to have the score. I thought, oh, finally, here's a book for me. But I opened it up, and it turned out to be an arrangement for two tubas. Which the nightmare continued. Really bad dream. Although now that I'm awake, I would be somewhat interested in seeing an arrangement of Don Giovanni for two tubas. I think that would be very interesting. Especially if I can get some two tuba players to play it. Ooh, I have to think about writing a duet for two tubas. It won't be very Mozartian, though. Oh, I've been trying for the past few days, actually, to get GPO to work on my new computer. I mean, it works fine, but there's something, I guess it's with the sound card or something, I don't know what it is, but the reverb, all the reverb settings are exactly the same, and all the audio settings are exactly the same, but for some reason it just sounds a little different, and I can't exactly pinpoint what it is that sounds different. Maybe I'll have to take sound samples from this computer and from my other computer and see if I can figure out how exactly they sound different, but they don't sound exactly the same. Especially with the harp, which I use a lot. You can really hear it with the harp, that the reverb is, there's just something different with the reverb. So I've been trying to compose for a few hours, and I just can't get anywhere with it, because it just bothers me too much that the reverb is somewhat different. So I've been wasting so much time not composing. So I think what I might have to do is just go back to my other computer for composing, which really stinks, because my new computer has a lot more RAM, so I can put in a lot more instruments at the same time, and get much less chance of having any instrument dropouts. But the reverb just doesn't sound right. Next time I compose, I'm just gonna have to boot up my old computer and try again on there and see if I can get anything, because I have so much music I need to write. And I've had so many musical ideas that I wanted to get out, but I can't on this new computer because it just don't sound right. Another thing that happened, my parents came back from visiting my uncles, and they brought a foosball table with them. So now I have a new foosball table. Isn't that great? That's all I wanted to say about that. Boy, that's really boring. Foosball. Good old foosball. Foosball. What a boring podcast this is. But it's in the summary that it's boring, so no surprise there. Okay, I was reading this book called The Marketing Gurus, and it's basically a collection of summaries of other marketing books. And one of the things that you first realize is that most marketing books must be really bland and boring and awful, because most of these books don't seem to say anything new or anything that's not blatantly obvious. Like, Like, what are some examples I give on my blog? Like, be honest in your advertising and know about your customers. And try to build up, you know, brand loyalty. Well, duh. You know, they just go on and on about this, these obvious things. They don't tell you anything new and interesting. Anyway, one of the chapters said basically... Oh, wait, I gotta do something now. It said that basically before you create a product, and I guess this theory is, you know, all over the place in marketing, so it's really nothing new at all, but it's, you know, new to me. I've never heard of the concept before. But you should find a niche for your product and then create a product for that niche, which to me seems backwards. Maybe a lot of products have been created with that in mind, so... You know, again, it's nothing new, and it's all over marketing and stuff, and so people are, you know, doing it all over the place. But to me, that seems really backwards. And maybe... I don't know. Because I would say, what do I say in my blog? I said, I guess if you can pull it off, good for you, but I can easily imagine most people being unsuccessful at it, because passion can be hard to fake. Oh yeah, and it was similar to some other thing I blogged about in my Stuff I Found blog. I don't know, how can you find a niche and then create a product for that niche? Not only does that seem backwards to me, it also seems harder to me. Because to me, the way to create a product would be, you know, create something that you want, because then you know what you want, so create something that you want, and then you know what you want. you know what you want. I don't know how else I can say that, but I kind of want to write a marketing book based on that now. So if you want something and you can afford to make it, then it would be a good product. The problem is, most of the time when we want something and we want it to be a product, we don't have the money to actually create it. The money or the expertise or the intelligence to actually create it. So we just have to say, oh, that would be a good thing to have. Oh, well, too bad. And the people that do have the money are too busy looking for niches. niches. Okay, that's that. What a stupid thing to talk about. Okay, and one final note, because it's a short podcast today. If you are interested in marketing, or even if you're not interested in marketing, there's a really good podcast called Marketing Over Coffee, which, unlike all these bland summaries of boring marketing books, actually has some very interesting information and very thought-provoking, and they're very much more interesting and not bland and obvious. In fact, a lot of what they say is not obvious, at least not to me, although a lot of it is also not very applicable to me, because I'm not really selling anything. But I guess in a sense, everybody is in a way marketing a self-image, so I guess you could use it for that. Oh yeah, and I think they do, like, the whole podcast is in like a Dunkin' Donuts or something, because it kind of makes me want to eat donuts, and they have their logo is, you know, very Dunkin' Donut looking. They drink coffee, you know, it's marketing over coffee, and you drink coffee with donuts. Although I think it should be marketing over donuts. I think marketing wise, that would be a good way to market the podcast about marketing. Because I think there might be more people who like donuts than like coffee, right? Maybe? I don't know. That would be an interesting research project for someone looking to get their PhD. That would be a good thesis. Okay, that's the entire horrible episode 2. So, goodbye. Oh my gosh, it's been 10 minutes. Wow, what a waste of time.